When a violent crime occurs, the police usually get called right away, unless the victim lives in a nursing home. A new congressional investigation says that cases of physical and sexual abuse in nursing homes are not being reported soon enough, and they are rarely prosecuted. Investigators will present their findings today on Capitol Hill. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
In July of 1998, Helen Love was attacked by an aide at the California nursing home where she lived. Her family was reassured by the nursing home staff. Their mother, they were told, had just been roughed up a little by the aide. But when Love arrived at the hospital, doctors made a discovery. The 75-year-old woman had a broken neck. Nearly 2 months after her injuries, Helen Love answered an investigator's questions. Speaking from her hospital bed, she is at times feisty.
Were you afraid?
No, I'm not a pretty cat. No way.
On the videotape, cuts and bruises are still visible on her face and body.
And I'm black and blue all over.
Did you try to fight back?
Oh, I'm not a quitter. I'm a fighter.
Helen Love wasn't a quitter, and she did fight back. She told her story to the police, and the case was prosecuted. A congressional committee says that kind of outcome needs to happen more often. The Senate Special Committee on Aging today conducts a hearing on physical and sexual abuse in nursing homes. The committee will consider a report prepared by the U.S. General Accounting Office. The GAO is the investigatory arm of Congress. It looked at 158 allegations of physical and sexual abuse in three states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. Almost half the time, the nursing home waited at least 2 days to inform a state monitoring agency. Leslie Aronovitz of the GAO says the delay puts police at a disadvantage.
They also told us that it's very rare that they're called to the scene when there's elder abuse in a nursing home or alleged abuse. And in fact, when they are called, it's usually after many delays and the crime scene has been disturbed.
Delay can harm a prosecution, says Aronovitz. She notes that nursing home residents are often physically and mentally frail.
We found cases where even when the resident was able to identify a perpetrator at the time, by the time the trial took place, which was several months later, we found that their memory had lapsed, or in fact, maybe they passed on, and it was then very difficult to be able to prove that this was in fact the person who committed the crime.
As a result, the GAO says, few allegations are ever prosecuted. The GAO recommends several steps for the federal government to take to better protect residents, ensure that state agencies notify police right away when abuse is alleged, make sure a worker convicted of abuse can't find a job at another nursing home, and create a standard definition. In one state the GAO studied, if a worker hit a resident but didn't leave a bruise or cut, it might not qualify as abuse. In another state, any time a staffer hit a resident, it counted as abuse. The nursing home industry agrees with the GAO's recommendations. Charles Rodman runs the American Healthcare Association, a Washington trade group for nursing homes.
Enhanced timing of reporting is critical. I think there's an issue for training of our people and training of law enforcement to understand the needs, the conditions, and the care of frail and elderly is there.
The nursing home industry also wants the federal government to operate a national registry of convicted abusers. That way, someone convicted in one state can't simply move to another state and get hired by a nursing home there. But these changes are expensive. The federal government has been reluctant to spend more on nursing homes, whether to set up a national registry or to pay for higher staffing levels. Helen Love's attorneys found out something about the man who attacked her. They say he was fired from two other nursing homes for being aggressive toward residents, but he was never convicted of a crime, so he was never named on a state registry. In Love's videotaped deposition, she says the attack had taken a toll.
One more question. When I came in here, you said you wanted to die. Why do you want to die?
I am so tired.
Do you have a lot of pain?
Yeah, everywhere.
2 days after this tape was made, Helen Love died. Shortly before, she had told her son, "I don't want anyone else to suffer like this. Please, son, tell someone who can help." Today, Bruce Love will tell his mother's story to the Senate committee. The aide who beat Helen Love spent 6 months in jail. The nursing home paid $1.1 million to the Love family. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.